Welcome to Small Business Marketing, Then and Now. A conversation with small business owners on how they marketed the launch of their business, the evolution since then, and how they have pivoted during this COVID-19 period. Brought to you by ProfitMaster Business Solutions. More leads, more sales, and more revenue for your small or medium-sized business. Click findnewrevenue.com to learn more. Now here's your host, Howard Wolpoff.
Welcome to Small Business Marketing Then and Now, the podcast where we delve into the ever-evolving landscape of marketing strategies, techniques, and journeys for small businesses. I'm Howard Wolpoff, your host, and we're brought to you by ProfitMaster Business Solutions, your trusted partner in providing expert marketing and branding guidance to small business owners. This podcast is designed to be your go-to resource for navigating the challenges and opportunities of marketing your business in today's dynamic marketplace through the journey of our business owner guests and their experiences building their business. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur looking to stay ahead of the curve or a budding business owner seeking guidance on how to effectively promote your brand, ProfitMaster Business Solutions is here to empower you with the knowledge and tools you need to thrive in the competitive world of small business. So today we're going to talk about the importance of bookkeeping. Now, as a small business owner, it is vitally important to make sure that you are tracking every dime, every dollar, where everything is going, where everything is being spent, what dollars are coming in, because not only should you have a sense of where your money is, but obviously there's reporting that goes along with that, that will be necessary for the IRS, for many other financial needs. You may have a loan, you may need a loan, you may need to verify exactly what is going on. And having the right people looking over your books is very important. If you are a solopreneur and try and do everything by yourself without the background of bookkeeping that you need, you will fall into some problems moving forward because you just don't know. And this is the one of the major areas to find the right people. And there are different companies out there who work with small businesses to make sure they're doing everything correctly and tracking everything, which is why I'm very glad to have my guest today, who is Denise Van Noy from Lucidity Bookkeeping, who really keeps an eye out for the business owner while making sure that every T is crossed and I is dotted when it comes to your books. So Denise, welcome to our conversation today.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you being here. I'm very excited to learn a lot more about your business and how you help business owners and your journey as well. So let's get started with learning about why you started a bookkeeping business.
Well, I've always had a strong desire to help people and I love technology. So I started my career in radiology, but I'd always had the dream to own my own business and have my own thing and build it and have a team and, you know, just make the decisions and have the whole thing. But obviously radiology wasn't easy to go out on your own and do this. So I kind of put it on the back burner for many, many years, but that voice was always really strong for me. So I did some soul searching and I decided to, you know, to really try to find something, what I would be good at. And because I'm organized and detail oriented and have great patient care, I just transfer that to customer client care. And with my attention to detail, bookkeeping was a perfect fit. So I just dove right in. The next step was to figure out what in the world a bookkeeper did, because I didn't know, but I was all in because I knew it was a perfect fit for me. I knew it'd been what I was looking for. So I was able to just take that passion of wanting to help people, to helping clients grow their businesses and relieving them of a lot of unnecessary stress, and using technology and all my skills to run a successful business. And it's been quite a ride, let's say that.
Well, I'm sure it has been. It's definitely been an interesting number of years to begin with, but the experiences you had with working with people and their experiences with the business running up and down over the last 4 or 5 years, I'm sure you have lots of experiences and stories to tell. But you really brought up a term that I think is very key when it comes to bookkeeping, and is attention to detail. And bookkeeping is a very detailed part of business, and there's so many different pieces to it, and having that person who has that attention to detail and the passion for it really does help the business grow and manage their funds. And your wanting to help businesses grow, I'm sure has been part of the success you've had over the course of time.
Correct. And, you know, business owners don't go into business to do bookkeeping. I always ask when I get to introduce myself in networking, I say, who here loves to do bookkeeping? And I haven't gotten a yes yet. So nobody wants to do bookkeeping. But it's something that's really vital for the business. A business owner cannot scale and grow and make informed decisions if you don't have the numbers. It's like building a house on a rocky foundation. It's never going to stand. So you really need to have that data. And so many business owners, they have information. It just doesn't make any sense to them. So I say I do is I'm like a translator. I basically translate all of this data that I've accumulated for them into reports that make sense to them. I learn how to speak to my clients at their level and how they work so that it makes sense to them that they can make these informed decisions. And it's amazing what we can do for the businesses with this data if they'll allow us.
I think that's key, speaking to speaking the language of the business owner, because if you're a plumber, for example, as I always like to share examples of plumbers, you are not focused on the numbers, you're focused on the pipes, you're focused on the issues. And the accounting really was not what you studied in school. So you really need someone to translate this for you to have a better understanding, because there are things that happen every day where someone is asking you to make an investment, or something occurs where you know you need to make certain investments, or you're tracking on the more challenging end, you're tracking to make sure you have enough funds for payroll. You need to know what is going on with your numbers, and having someone who can explain it to you as simply as possible is a power for a business owner.
100%. You know, so many times business owners, they come to me and they just say, I have no idea how much money I'm making. I have had no idea how much money I'm spending. I have no idea. I have no, like they feel completely out of control with their business. And it's just amazing. I mean, one of the most rewarding thing is once we clean someone up and we get everything all organized and we lay it out for them to where it makes sense, their whole demeanor changes. That's just the best moment for me. That stress, you literally see that stress leave their faces when they know that this is all being taken care of. Now they're showing up 100% for their clients and their customers. And they're not spending their weekends working on their books instead of spending it with their families and doing the other things that they should be doing. It's so much relief that they have, you know, and that's what really, you know, makes it for me. You know, that's where the joy is, you know, in it.
It's those great moments of victories what you have with your clients that really makes a difference. And it's great that you have so many of them. Now, you and I discussed beforehand that you are in the process of an update in the branding of your company. So why don't you explain to us what is Lucidity and why you chose that name?
So lucidity means clarity, and that is just key because that's what we do. You know, lucidity is where clarity meets financial success. That's what we like to say, because once you're clear on your numbers, what is coming in and what is going out and what is happening, you have an idea of your cash flow. There's just so much clarity, and this is how you grow and scale your business. So the name speaks for what we do better than our prior name.
Now, you opened your business under the prior name back in, you told me, in 2019.
Correct.
So when you launched, how were you sharing with people that you were open for business?
Networking. I started in-person networking in my local area, and although I was fully virtual infrastructure in the business to be virtual, I was networking in person and till COVID hit. And then I was forced to go online and I got to learn Zoom like everyone else. And so I just became this big networker, and I found that something that I really enjoy, connecting people. And now I have figured out over the years a way that I could take all of that networking, not only that I grow my business, but I also use it to help my clients by facilitating strategic partnerships. So that's been an interesting journey.
And networking is such a powerful tool, but also because of the way you network and you are getting clients in different industries. So you're meeting people who may not be a partner for you, but may be a very good partner for your client that really makes you more valuable to them than they ever might have imagined.
Right. I don't network. I made a big switch several years ago in my mindset and showed up completely different from my networking, from looking for clients to looking for strategic partners. And I continue that to this day because I believe you show up differently when you show up that way and you speak differently and you make better connections. And I do find great strategic partners for my clients. So I'm able to offer so many more services to my clients that's out of my scope of my expertise just by introducing them to this strategic partner. And then they have these other services, whether it's retirement or payroll, debt collection, whatever it is, you name it. And I've got a strategic partner for it. I've got quite the list going that people call me because they know I have this list. People will call me looking for somebody because they know I have a great collection of strategic partners.
Which is outstanding. Being a connector is such a powerful tool and makes you very valuable within a network, within the relationships you have. I still remember early days where I moved from New York to Florida. I got involved with the chamber to try to help business. And I remember sitting at one of these lunches, and there was a financial planner on one side and someone who sold insurance on the other side. And the entire conversation was two of them trying to sell me. I turned one way. It was no conversation about people and interests and likes and who you know and making a statement for themselves. It was, how can I become their next clients? And it was just a very weird lunch and my running joke ever since then about some of my chamber experiences. But it really is important that people don't feel you're just out there selling them. It's much more valuable for you to be a strategic partner in connecting them to other people, and they see the value in you that they share it with other people. They see it in themselves, and business kind of organically evolves in that way.
100%. It's really made a difference in my business. And, you know, a lot of it's mindset. You know, we could talk about mindset all day because that's really the key to being successful in your business. And that was a mindset shift there, just showing up that way. And I'm here to help my clients. I'm not here looking for clients. So it really does change the conversation that people have with you. And most of my business comes from my strategic partners.
So in talking about your business, what kind of services are you providing for your clients on a day-to-day basis? And are your clients in similar industries, or are there varying industries that you're working with people?
We work with in a variety of industries. This year, we have set a goal in order to scale is to niche. So that is to be announced. So we'll put that for a later podcast, maybe. But we do want a niche. But right now, we work with a lot of different industries. And for us, it's always been about the business owner more than it has been the industry. Because we want to work with business owners that want to work with us as a team, that see us as an external part of their team to help them grow their business. Yes, we do all the traditional bookkeeping, all the transactional part, but we are not a transactional bookkeeping firm. We're a relationship-based bookkeeping firm. So we really get to know our clients. We take a deep dive. We ask a lot of questions, relentless number of questions, but they're all really important because the more that we get to know them and their business and how their business runs, the more that we can do for them, whether it's stuff that we do actually ourselves or if it's something that's done through a strategic partner. Like our cost reduction program is like our most favorite sought after program. And that's with a strategic partner that helps us reduce the cost, many costs, all the businesses. Everybody needs that these days, especially.
Yeah, those can be very powerful if you have the right person doing it because they understand different pieces of the industry. They have access to programs that once you run your numbers, find different ways to cut costs and creatively save money for companies, which really can change. It can change the outlook of a year where you thought you were going to be in the negative and you cut all these costs that were unnecessary and you have a very good year because of it and moving forward.
We have saved clients enough money that it's paid for our services for the entire year and then some. So it really it's extremely beneficial, but not all clients are willing to let us run them through the program, which is very, very simple, but a lot of they don't want to be bothered, or they don't understand whatever it is. But those that have gone through it with us, it's really saved them a lot of money, and they get really excited when they start seeing those numbers.
Yes, they can be some real game changers in that process. And again, it's a very strategic move on your end to have those types of partners that you bring to the table, that you become this one-stop shop for revenue building, not just revenue counting in the process.
Right. And I don't know of any other bookkeepers that have any type of cost reduction program, the extent that we have it. And the nice thing is, I don't have to do it because I have a strategic partner that does it for me. So I just contact them, and we have a system in place, and it's just smooth as can be. And it's such a huge benefit for our clients. And you don't even have to be a client to go through the cost reduction program. We prefer you to be a client and do it, but we can still facilitate the relationship for ones that aren't the client. But it's
Yes,
not the same.
which is the key part of your networking. You're just referring out a business lead in the process.
Right.
So, where do you see the development of your business moving forward?
So we're focusing on scaling. So again, that's where we're going to niche. We'll still take premier clients outside of our niche, but the niche will be really important for us. It'll help me really with the marketing. I do all the marketing. I'm the face of the business, so I'm the one that's out there. So it'll help me with that. So that's a big focus. And we're building a team. So we're bringing on some new contractors, subcontractors in different areas. So we're growing fast, and it's a pretty exciting time for us.
So what type of, I guess, secondary services? You say you're bringing on new people for a team. How does that build out your company, and what types of other opportunities are you able to provide to your clients?
Well, it really initially, the first subcontractors that we've had really frees up time for me to do less of the bookkeeping, because I'm just like everybody that's probably listening. I wear many, many hats in the business. So subcontractors and a virtual assistant that's going to come on board is going to help with a lot of things to free me up to do more networking, as well as I'm speaking more. I'm speaking in person. I'm doing more speaking engagements online and podcasts. So that all takes time away from client work. So we'll have team members doing that. And then sometimes we get into an industry, like we have our current client that has a drop ship, and e-commerce is very complicated bookkeeping and very, very involved. We probably wouldn't take it on if he wasn't already a client. So we're hiring a subcontractor to take this over, so it's less for me to have to be. It's very time consuming. So we'll have a subcontractor do that. So that allows us to expand in some different industries as well.
You know, that's great. And that really is, that shows growth for your business and the way you've evolved over the course of time to with the goal of servicing clients and generating the right clients for your business. But it's the same way that you are tracking the revenues and the expenses and showing them in their own language how they can use these numbers for growth. You're finding ways to grow your business as well, only to make it better for the next set of companies that you're bringing on as clients.
Correct.
And that's a very exciting thing. It really is, it's fantastic what you've developed. It's fantastic what you are able to help with business owners, because as you have shared, obviously at networking events that you brought in, that people did not look forward to being a bookkeeper in starting their business. And it is a hat that they happily pass off when they have the right person to wear it. So it's good that many of the hats you are wearing are well-fitted ones of your clients.
Correct. Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about Lucidity Bookkeeping and learn more about you taking on one of their hats, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
So the website, luciditybookkeeping.com, has a page where you can connect. You can get right on my calendar with that. You can email me at denise@luciditybookkeeping.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and that's under my name. That's probably the best ways to reach me. And if you want to call, you can call 772-261-4471.
Excellent. Well, Denise, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing this great success that you've been building over the last number of years.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And it was really great to see you and reconnect with you since we met on networking.
Exactly. Networking is a very powerful tool. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank
And I
you.
appreciate everyone joining us as well. Aside from networking, which really is a powerful marketing tool and always has been, being a someone who is a trusted resource is really one of the best ways to develop your networking relationship, as opposed to as a way to just get business, because you have to look at the larger game. But having the right bookkeeper is so valuable to your business. Again, people did not go to school to be a business owner. They only learned how to be employees. So when you have these additional tasks that are necessary to run your business that you do not have the training for, you do not really want to make errors in the process. And one of the key places where an error can really harm you is your bookkeeping. So hiring someone like Denise is very important for your business to move forward and to make sure that it's going in the right direction. And if you understand exactly what direction you're going in. So check out more information about her so you can figure out whether she's the right match for you, but make sure you have a bookkeeper regardless. And go out, have a great rest of today, and we will see you next time.
This has been Small Business Marketing, Then and Now. Brought to you by Profit Master Business Solutions. Marketing strategy for the small business owner. To learn more, click findnewrevenue.com.